On the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, President Joe Biden has announced an ambitious agenda to slash fossil fuel emissions compared to 2005 levels, with a goal of reaching net zero emissions by the year 2050 at the latest.
The United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade. That's where we're headed as a nation. And that's what we can do if we take action to build an economy that's not only more prosperous, but healthier, fair, and cleaner for the entire planet.
Biden laid out a broad agenda that includes putting people to work developing cutting-edge batteries, building a more efficient energy grid, and capping abandoned oil and gas rigs and coal mines. He made his pledge at the start of a virtual Leaders Summit on Climate. The event was held by live stream because of the COVID pandemic, but that didn't stop 40 world leaders from taking part. German Chancellor Angela Merkel welcomed the U.S. back to the work on climate politics, 4 years after then-President Donald Trump announced he would pull the U.S. out of the Paris Accords. South Korea announced it would halt all public financing of coal-fired power plants. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "This is not bunny-hugging, this is about growth and jobs." United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres sounded a dire warning, saying, "We need a green planet, but the world is on red alert."
Mother Nature is not waiting. The past decade was the hottest on record. Dangerous greenhouse gases are at levels not seen in 3 million years. Global temperature has already risen 1.2 degrees Celsius, racing towards the threshold of catastrophe.
At a White House news conference, Special Envoy on Climate John Kerry praised Biden's commitments, but he also emphasized the work to be done ahead of a United Nations climate meeting called COP26, scheduled to take place in Glasgow in November.
I'm pleased with where we are, but I'm not sanguine. The next 6 months of diplomacy are going to be absolutely critical to the capacity to make Glasgow what it needs to be. I do believe Glasgow remains our last best hope to be able to coalesce the world in the right direction and to get the critical mass of countries, of the 20 biggest emitters, who are responsible for 81% of all the emissions.
While the Global Climate Summit was taking place, a House Oversight Committee was holding a hearing on the impact of the fossil fuel industry on the environment. Silicon Valley Congressmember Ro Khanna called for an end to massive subsidies to the fossil fuel industry, noting that last year the industry got more than $30 billion in subsidies and pandemic relief. Teenage climate campaigner Greta Thunberg testified at the hearing, calling fossil fuel subsidies a disgrace. She called for a halt to fossil fuel exploration and extraction, divestment from fossil fuels, and keeping carbon in the ground.
And it may seem like we are asking for a lot. And you will, of course, say that we are naive, and that's fine. But at least we are not so naive that we believe things will be solved through countries and companies making vague, distant, insufficient targets without any real pressure from the media and the general public. So either you do this, or you're going to have to start explaining to your children and the most affected people why you are surrendering on the 1.5 degree target. Given up without even trying.
Some environmental groups, like the Sunrise Movement and the Center for Biological Diversity, are calling for even bolder action. They say the Biden administration's plans are not enough to meet the scale of the climate emergency. At the House hearing, Swedish activist Thunberg says people in power are ignoring the climate crisis and getting away with the continued destruction of present and future living conditions.
You still have time to do the right thing and to save your legacies. But that window of time is not going to last for long. What happens then? We, the young people, are the ones who are going to write about you in the history books. We are the ones who get to decide how you will be remembered. So my advice for you is to choose wisely.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.